people are serving a God, they don't even know how to walk with him. Once God gives you reason to see anybody's weakness through any means, it's to enable you to help that person and not to use it to finish the person. If you are of God, you will hear the word of God. That is, the word of God will have effect in your life. Not having any effect in you is because you are not of God. Hey, am I condemning you? This is consecration period now. I am, see, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. A child, if you want your child to grow up properly, have discipline and character, don't let your son or your daughter, your child, to grow up with a grandmother. Is somebody hearing me? If you want your child to grow up properly, don't leave that child to grow up with the grandmother. The grandmother cannot bring the child up because the grandmother does not want to hear the child cry. Anything the child wants, you can just give her. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And there are grandmother churches. There are grandmother churches. Is somebody ready for exploits? Are you ready? 3,000 are waiting for you. 3,000 waited for Peter. 5,000 waited another time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you will achieve after this consecration period, with the extent you will achieve in your past life, you have never achieved it before. The exploit. They are waiting now. They are gathering now. Your testimony is waiting. 3,000 we are gathered there before Samson. Let's pray that prayer in hymn number 37. Have thy way, Lord. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me. Shaping me. Oh yes. Hymn number 37. Hymn number 37.
Oh, Master, today.
this season.
Power.
It is rapture watch. Everybody now.
Near the cross, oh Lamb of God, bring his sins before me.
Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Teach me thy will. Savior, my God.
One more time. I need you, Lord. I need you. Without you, I can do nothing. I need you.
I need every hour. I need you. Oh, bless me now, Savior. I want to be.
Hallelujah. May we find him today in the name of Jesus Christ. While you remain standing, let's do a little Bible study, a very relevant topic at this hour. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to verse 14.
And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eats fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples had it.
And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Please be seated and make sure you are not distracted for any reason. And my exhortation, a Bible study, a teaching this morning, I title it, Jesus is hungry for fruit. Jesus is hungry for fruit. Jesus does not eat eba. Jesus does not eat rice. Jesus eats only fruit. Jesus eats only fruit. When Jesus blesses you, if you want to visit him with a gift, visit him with fruits. And this fruit is not a banana and orange. Now, that is a story of a fig tree. Jesus was hungry and he saw a fig tree and he went there to see if he would be able to get, if he would be able to get fruit to eat. But he didn't see fruit, and what did he do? He cursed the tree. Now the story goes, I think even my wife was asking me also a few days ago. He said, but the Bible says it was not yet the time for fruit. Then why will Jesus curse the fig tree? Since it was not time for fruit, that means he was not expecting. Why will he be expecting fruit? Now listen. If there was, if it was not yet time for fruit, then why did you put off leaves like one that has fruit? You have not received the Holy Ghost. Why are you acting like one that has the Holy Ghost? You are not yet a Christian. Why are you acting like a Christian? Will Abraham say, stop sticking the fetters? If you stick the fetters, when it is time to fly, breeze will blow it up because you stuck it there. It didn't grow out from you. The wings of an eagle grows up from within. If they don't use aradite to gum it so that you will look like one that can fly. When it is time to fly, then you will know, say, artificial. It's different from original. I want to preach this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that you'll understand why Samuel told Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. So that you will know why I said, God, you must first give your life to Christ before you pay tithe and offering. If not, you will not be accepted. God does not eat tithe, does not eat offering, does not spend money. What God eats is our fruit. But that story there is the story of Israel. For the purpose of Bible study, understand first, that fig tree there is figurative. It's figurative. So you see the way it was presented in Luke chapter 20. Let's read it from verse 9.
Then began he to speak to the people this parable.
Listen to that parable of the vineyard owner.
A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time.
And that vineyard is Israel.
And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and entreated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again, he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandman saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them?
What will he do unto them?
He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others.
Has he not given it to us?
And when they heard it, they said, God forbid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the story of Israel. And that is what is depicted by that fig tree. Hallelujah. That's what is depicted by that fig tree. Which fruit, amen, was he expecting from that vineyard? Philippians chapter 1 verse 11 and James chapter 3 verse 18 call it the fruit of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness. And this fruit of righteousness is Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and verse 23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no
law. Read it again, read it again.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness.
Fruit, but the fruit that he wants to eat, that he expected from that vineyard, that he expected from that fig tree, again, verse 22, what are they?
Love,
joy,
peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Now I want you to note something, and I want to drop it here in a ministry like this. Listen, you will observe that I'll continue to stress this. Those of us who are gifted, your gift is not evidence of salvation. Your gift is not evidence of conversion. Your gift is not evidence of your sonship. Your gift is not evidence of approval by God. That's why I preached that message earlier on, the vessels of the Lord. We are only vessels to be used for a purpose. There was a time he had to use an animal. Even Balaam, who was not a Jew, had access to him. And he says in Psalm 68 verse 18, let's read it for emphasis. Psalm 68 verse 18.
Psalm 68 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
Now watch this verse 18 again. He says, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, and thou hast received gifts for men. And that is what Apostle Paul was quoting in Ephesians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9, verse 10.
Now that he ascended.
He that ascended.
What is he but that he also descended?
He also descended.
First into the lower parts of the earth.
Uh-huh.
He that descended is the
he
same also.
He that descended, who is he? Is Christ Jesus during those 3 days.
Uh-huh. Is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all.
And what did he do?
And he gave some apostles.
He gave some. He gave gifts to all men. Some apostles.
And some prophets.
Prophets.
And some
evangelists.
And some pastors and teachers.
And teachers. Now Psalm 68, verse 18 again.
Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive.
Uh-huh.
Thou hast received gifts for men.
Uh-huh.
Yea. For the rebellious also.
Even to the rebellious. Who is a rebellious person? Is one that refuses to obey the word of God. The mystery of redemption is deep, brethren. That's why he said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. What is the evidence of salvation? It's not your gift. That means there are rebellious apostles. There are rebellious. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
One of them is Demas. One of them is Alexander the coppersmith. They were the early apostles, but they were rebellious. That means there are rebellious prophets. If you are a prophet and you cannot subject yourself to the word of God, to live your life according to the word of God, yet you are gifted by God, you are rebellious. You are a pastor, you are an evangelist, you are a teacher of God's word, you are in the fivefold ministry, you are a leader in any form, and God is using you mightily, 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 mightily. Praise God. And you are not subjecting yourself to the word of God. The word of God is not checking you, guiding you. Your gift, amen, is not for salvation. A borrowed vessel. There was a sister so many years ago in this ministry, they are no more here, that came to this church with a fiance, who later on became even our deacon. For a long time. And they were cutting and cutting one day. For how many years? I said, brother, you people have been in courtship. What is your problem? Won't you marry this girl? What's your problem? Is it money? He said, no, sir. And this sister was seriously gifted. I mean, genuinely gifted. And the brother told me in my office, I will never forget it. He said, sir, that sister, the only genuine thing she has is the gift. He said every other thing is wrong in her life. He said she's a liar. He said anything she tells him, he has to go and investigate to confirm before he believes. I will never forget that. So I called the sister privately. I said, this is why you are not married. It's your character. Pray, because this man won't change his mind. Oh, he has given you enough time to change. 8 years of courtship. The man is about to change. Oh, you are Calabar. He is Igbo. Plenty of Igbo sisters there here when I know they see you. You better change. She broke down and cried. The man didn't know I called him to talk to him. I called her to talk to her. 1 month after that, the brother came to me and said, Bill, I say, God, don't they answer my prayer? I said, what happened? He said, she's changing. And today they are married. We wedded them. Church, There will be no marriage with Jesus Christ until your character changes. But he will not touch the gift, because Romans 11:29, what did he say?
For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
When God call you and give you a gift, he doesn't take it back. The reason he doesn't take it back, amen, is because he knows what to do with you at the end. Do whatever you want to do. That is why people are commercializing the gospel with their gift. Commercializing. Even in this ministry, there are brothers here. Every week they are traveling, and I don't know they are traveling, and some of them are ministers. I know some of you are ministers. You travel without me knowing. Why are you not telling me you are traveling? It's because you are going on a commercial trip using your gift. Any trip, if you're a minister in this church, you are under authority. If you travel, you are traveling in the name of a minister in this church. I, as the pastor, should be aware. If I am not aware, something is wrong with that trip. God will judge all of you that use his name for commercial purpose in this ministry. It is not the spirit of this church. Never, never. It's not the spirit of this church. But God will, even when you go and come back, the gift will increase. The anointing will increase. And that is the spirit of delusion on you, and you don't know it. There is some anointing we have that is a delusion. There are some grace we have. That grace is given to us by God, so that through that grace, he will destroy us. It's a delusion. Because, amen, amen. Oh, I want to say it hard, because this is the time to speak truth to each other. As I'm talking to you, I am talking to myself. I am also a gifted brother, and God is also using me. But I must know that the number of people I win to Christ does not confirm my conversion. Listen, I'll say it again. Your ministry is different from your salvation. You may be a servant and you may not be a son. Did I say it well? Maybe you didn't hear me. You may be a servant of God and may not be a son of God. You know, this consecration period, I want to give you reason to repent, somebody. But this period is God's own way of giving us opportunity to repent. I told you that God is more interested in repentance than restitution. It's repent, nothing more. And if I'm going to preach a message that will make you repent, then I must tell it to you as it is, raw. I want to use the word of God as a whip for all of us, so that somebody can say, wait in the talk not true. But the one that is ordained for destruction, as I'm talking, it will lock your heart. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those whose names are in the book of life. He who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see where the confusion is. Let me show you something. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. Go back there again. Chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
One.
joy,
2,
peace,
3,
long suffering,
4,
gentleness,
5,
goodness,
6,
faith,
meekness. 7. How many of them?
Meekness.
8,
temperance.
9. How many of them? 9. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. From verse 8 to 10.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
1.
To another, the word of knowledge.
2.
To another, faith.
3.
To another, the gifts of healing.
4.
To another, working of miracles.
5.
To another, prophecy.
6.
To another, discerning of spirits.
7.
To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
8.
To another, the interpretation of tongues.
9. Manifestation of the Spirit is 9 gifts. The fruit of the Spirit, they are also 9. Why? Because as you manifest the gift, it must also go with the manifestation of the fruit. Each gift you manifest must be counterbalanced by a fruit. If he give you 3 gifts, it must be a corresponding 3 fruits evidently seen. But in the body of Christ, generally, he gave 9 spiritual gifts that will go with 9 fruits of that Spirit. If these 9 are not found among you, 9, something is wrong with your relationship with God. So that you understand Matthew 7:21. Not everyone
that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, uh-huh, which is in heaven.
Uh-huh. Many will say
to me in that day,
yes,
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy
give
name?
Give them brother and sisters.
And in thy name have cast out devils.
Uh-huh.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Did he deny it?
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
Uh-huh.
Depart from me, ye that walk.
So you can be operating. When he said, I never knew you. Amen. Hey. Imagine, you are casting out spirits. You are prophesying. You are making discernment. Anything you say come to pass. You lay hand on the sick will heal. Miracle signs and wonders. Yet he does not know you. Why? Because when he came to you, there was no fruit. So what is the benefit of giving you the gift? The same principle Apostle Paul said, he that plows does what? He plow in hope. Every investment that you yourself you make on your children, you have hope that at the end you will benefit from it also. All that you invest on anybody at all is that you are hoping that you too someday, somehow, you will reap from your investment. For what you sow is what you reap. Praise the Lord. So, when God invests his gifts in you, he's expecting that there will be a corresponding fruit that he will eat from you. So, what is the purpose of the gift? The purpose of the gift that God gives us is to call our attention to his reality. But when you don't use that gift to be the reason to fear God, then this is the result. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8.
But for the earth which drinketh in the rain that
comes, this rain that fall now
oft upon it,
uh-huh,
and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed,
uh-huh,
receiveth blessing from God.
This earth, there are seeds that are planted. When the rain fall, the seed will grow up. Go on.
But that which beareth thorns and briars.
But when that rain fall, and the seed that come out for those that dress that farm, when the seed come out, there are some after receiving that rain, they have life. Oh, glory be to God. After, there is no life in them until rain fall. You will not know who is sitting down here now until they receive that anointing. Very soon, this is the season for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is a rain that will fall. When it falls, the seed that is in you is what we manifest. Oh, I don't know how to put this mystery across. I don't know how we put this mystery. Hallelujah. All the seeds are under the ground. All the seeds are sitting down in the church. You don't know who is who. Which seed is there until the rain falls. And this period between now and the 12th of June, rain will fall. I say rain will fall. If you want that rain to touch you, can I see your hand? Oh, yes. And that rain will surely fall. But that rain will fall on the just and the unjust.